From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, a wiretapping trial starts today here in L.A. with a star-studded cast.
First, though, looking for some clarity on the political scene? For the Democrats, at least, you'll have to wait.
Especially in Texas. When the polls closed there on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton had a narrow victory in the popular vote. But the contest for delegates is more complex. Texas has a two-tiered primary caucus system, and a state Democratic official tells NPR that Barack Obama won big in the caucuses, big enough to actually top Senator Clinton in the total number of delegates. That's the confusing scenario that Evan Smith predicted on this show last week, and now the prescient editor-in-chief of Texas Monthly Magazine joins us again. Welcome back, Evan.
Well, I'm feeling very prescient indeed.
Okay, so we've seen national headlines for 2 days about Hillary Clinton's big win in Texas, but Right. Now it looks more like a split decision. What's going on there?
Well, I definitely think it was a Pyrrhic victory, but it was what we talked about, as you say, Anthony, last week that did make the difference in the end. It was both the bifurcated nature of the vote here, that it was part primary and part caucus, but it was also the fact that delegates are apportioned according to senatorial district, with more delegates in the districts where Senator Obama was stronger. And so, indeed, he was able to virtually tie her, just lose by a small number of delegates in the primary portion, and then do extremely well in the caucus. And in the end, he does walk away with a victory. And if you believe,
and when you say he walks away with a victory, you're talking about a victory in the total number of delegates.
In the total number of delegates,
combining the caucus and the primary.
Combining the caucus and the primary. And if you believe, as the Obama people do, that Tuesday was sort of an "it's the math stupid" day, then if the delegate math works to his advantage, they get to call it a victory. Now, of course, Senator Clinton's people would say, no, we won the day. That's more important. I think it remains to be seen whether that victory for her in and of itself will be enough.
Well, let's talk about some other stuff that happened in Texas. Senator Obama was banking on a big turnout among African Americans and younger voters. He got that. But I guess one of the things that was amazing was how many Hispanic voters turned out.
Well, yes, and I would actually quarrel even with the premise of the question in this respect. Yes, he was counting on young voters, and yes, he was counting on African-American voters to turn out in great numbers. And because the numbers in total were so elevated, it is absolutely a fact that more black voters turned out and more younger voters turned out. But as a percentage of the vote, the African-American vote was actually lower than it was in 04. And young people turned out at a smaller percentage than did people over 60, which is Senator Clinton's strong demographic, consistently strong through the entire process. Senator Obama did not get his people out. That will surprise some people, because in every single primary and caucus to this point, there's been so much focus on what an extraordinary ground operation the Obama campaign had, and how the Obama campaign, if they did one thing right, it was to turn their people out. They did not turn their people out this time, or enough of their people, to offset Senator Clinton's natural strength in certain demographics. The Hispanic vote as a percentage of the total vote was actually up.
And Senator Clinton dominated nearly 2-1 among Hispanic voters.
Right, so that even though Senator Obama won the African-American vote almost 9-1, the African-American vote only represented just below 20% of the total turnout, where the Hispanic vote represented greater than 30% of the turnout. So her margin in that community may not have been as large as Senator Obama's in the African-American community, but there were many more Hispanics who turned out. She also did exceedingly well within the Anglo community, and particularly among Anglo men, which was an area that Senator Obama had been dominant in other primaries. If you look at the map, except for the big urban centers, Senator Clinton ran the table in this state. And so the question is, how did she managed to do that? And I would actually point to one thing that has been alluded to elsewhere, but we've not talked about in great detail, and that is the crossover vote for her from the Republican Party. By some estimates, as many as 500,000 Republicans may have voted in the Democratic primary. The fact is, had Senator Obama gotten more African-American votes out, had he gotten more college kids out, had he gotten more of his strong demographic groups out, no number of Republicans crossing over to vote for Senator Clinton would have mattered.
Interesting. Evan Smith, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
That's Evan Smith, editor-in-chief of Texas Monthly Magazine.